Once again, you are on the Watch Mother Wednesdays with Michael and
Tatiana.
Hey, we appreciate y'all logging in and listening to us, man. This, once again, Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. And hey, Miss Parker, I think we just need to go on and just off in real deep.
We do, but look, I know this is two Wednesdays removed, right? But I still want to say shout out to Coach Dawn Staley. Love her. Like, I just talk about her forever. She is like the freaking best. Two Wednesdays removed from the championship win, but I just had to say that. I mean, give flowers where flowers are deserved. Give credit where credit is due. And I freaking love her.
And what you want to also give credit is, too, is that she is the only Black woman.
Love it.
With three-plus NCAA Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just got to acknowledge that.
And she got what? The very least one player that's in the WNBA that still comes back, like referencing her, talking about her. Talking about like the most recent one.
Yeah, most recent number overall.
Yeah, the most recent one. Like, I freaking just love Coach Dawn Staley. She exudes what coaching looks like. Like, we deal with coaching with our kids and how coaching impacts them. Good, bad, positive. Negative, indifferent, and she is just freaking great. But yeah, people are like, why are they talking about that on a she's a business, though. She is a business.
Yeah, but also in the business tip, she also said the parents had to buy in.
Like, you were super sold when she said that. You were like, there she go. She was not excluding the community. Yeah. Yeah, she talked about how she benched the player because the player wasn't doing whatever, you know, she didn't want them to do, and she reached out to the parent, and the parent co-signed the bench. Let me tell you something. Coach Dunn never called me and said, I'm about to bench your kid. I'd be like, do what you got to do, coach.
And so when we go into this whole thing about the community, we're also going to just go into what we're talking about as our topic. Our topic is what we're looking at today is just like, you know, for owners, entrepreneurs, business owners. If we had to take too much time explaining to you, that means it went over your head. And so,
and that's what you feel like when you are being questioned about it, you're like, or B, you're at the point where you're trying to explain it again, you're like, it's exhausting at that point. Okay, it's exhausting.
And so we like I said, we're gonna always reference Watch for the Hook. Yeah, also, if you want to come by, check out our latest apparel, you can come by www.watch4hook.com. And so people are like, hey, man, so what is the hook? And like, it took us like a few years to explain.
Yeah.
And the hook is just any unforeseen circumstance that hinder you from achieving the greatness you seek in life. That's a hook. So a hook for me and my family was I caught cancer.
You didn't catch cancer. Is not a communicable disease.
Well, he
was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, I don't want to say this. The motherfucker touched me.
But it took so many years and iterations for us to realize that, all right, we have to define it, which is why our next go around, which is coming, we don't have to define it.
It
was explained in 9 words.
Yes. Yeah.
9 words.
The legacy I leave will be greater than me.
Legacy greater than me. It's coming. Watch out for it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Also, we got one in between it. And so it really refers to this topic about if we had have to explain it to you, then that means it just went too deep for you.
You don't get it. It's not necessarily that it went too deep. It's that you just don't get it. That's one of our designs. It sold really, really well, but we think it could have sold even better. But now, hindsight 22, we look back and we're like, okay, that was three designs morphed into one. And so now we know that we need to, you know, splice the thing up, right?
Yeah. And the designs I'm talking about is behind the scenes.
No. The slavery one.
Well, maybe we got multiple ones. Because behind the scenes, T was also in the same category.
But the one that preceded that one was the slavery design.
Yeah, so what Ms. Parker is referring to is that we had a design for a hoodie in 2020.
so good. Now, I think it really had to do with the fact it was like the color of the actual hoodie.
So this was the design concept behind the whole thing. It was supposedly we were doing a montage to the Pyramids of Giza.
Yeah, right.
So if any African-American understands, one of the greatest architectural designs ever in the history of man are the three Pyramids of Giza.
Right, right.
Which right now, people will not replicate those actual designs.
They ain't figured it out.
To this day, they can't right now. Like all the manpower, all the archaeology, all the technology, they cannot reproduce the three Pyramids of Giza anywhere in the world. And they are just like, we don't know how it worked, but it worked. But what we're going to say is, black folks built that shit. And we built that bitch before some other shit. So we took a montage of that. The first background was three pyramids. The second background was the sand colored hoodie.
Yeah.
We chose sand because
it was representative of
Egypt.
Yeah.
The Sahara is Africa. Most of northern Africa is desert. And so we chose a sand color hoodie because that represents the sand color.
Yeah.
And then what we did was, this is the third. So now we're on to the third aspect design. Slavery interrupted black history.
I love that.
And we put that on each right side
of
the triangle.
Going down. Going down.
A pyramid.
Yeah.
So then we got a fourth layer.
Yeah.
We put the red, the black, and the green, which is mostly the colors associated with the continent of Africa.
Right, right, right.
So what we're saying is we went four layers deep.
Right.
Then.
But hold on. Actually, we went five.
Yeah, because
the pyramids were sitting on top of a body of water.
Yep.
Which at that point, we made the body of water be watch for the hood.
Exactly.
Which would have equated to what, Mike?
No, river.
Right.
Then watch for the hook was also a six layer. So technically that was like six layers deep.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And that was our third design.
Yeah.
That was our third design jump. And it had like six layers.
It was a lot.
And now looking back on it, our design was so complex. People that were manufacturing our design had to split it up.
Because
they ran out of sand color hoodies.
Yeah.
Then they had to go to a light brown or like a cream color. Because they couldn't grab all of them at the same time.
It's a lot. And like, it was a lot. So like, if I had to go and redo that, I would make something that complicated or that complex for simply you and me to wear as pieces, you know, special pieces, customized pieces. And maybe bring something to the general public a little bit more simplistic or refined, right?
Yeah, we also could just do it like we talked about sometimes, just using wording.
Flipping it to phrasing.
Yeah, just going to it like a statement piece.
Right. Statement piece, actually. Yeah, the statement would be simply there. Versus having the colors that were representative of the continent of Africa, the body of water that was representative of the Nile, the three triangles of different sizes that were representative of the Pyramids of Giza, and then having our phrasing within the pyramids. It was a fucking lot.
But you know, wasn't a lot. Now we felt like we needed to do it for our people, for our culture.
It just
wasn't even a lot for us.
So it took a lot of explanation if you were at the point that you wanted to figure that out. If you even recognized all of the different elements within that garment. Yes. It was a lot.
And the garment still looked great.
Yeah, but one thing we figured out, motherfuckers don't like to think. Sorry. So I don't like to think. People don't like to think. They think that much.
But that's also the crazy aspect is, you're not wrong.
Was it too blatant?
No.
Okay. No, I'd be like real open and real direct.
Your explanation is correct.
They don't like to think. The people don't like
it. It has to go. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go that quick, it doesn't sell. So let's just talk about other things we've seen in this world.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not going to call out.
I won't be specific.
I'm not going to be specific because I don't think.
And we can only have these opinions because we've gone through this.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So even with Watch for the Hook, we've gone through some logo iterations, mm-hmm. which you call it iteration. I call it evolution.
Yes, yeah.
Because yeah. it goes back to being in a box but not trying to be in one. You know?
About the episode.
That's an episode. Like, do you really want to be associated to the glove or not? So once you figure out whether or not you want to be associated to the glove, then you have to determine whether or not you want that glove in your logo. So our logo now has disassociated us from the glove because the hook is no longer having the glove represented. The hook is now a definition.
But it's also always been metaphorical.
It's always been a metaphor, but coming out the gate, we had it being tied to the glove, and we know now that shit was confusing.
Yes, because, listen, what you always got to understand is that when we defined the hook, which we understood the hook from a long time
ago. Because it was personal
to us. It's personal. The hook is... If something bad happened to Miss Paul.
Unforeseen circumstance that is trying to hinder you from achieving the greatness you seek in life.
And so they're just saying, like, if Miss Parker was down and out, that's a hook. So that means Michael is going to step up and take care of the family and make sure the girls are good and all this.
Right.
Stuff. You know, if something happened to either one of our mamas, you know what I'm saying? That's a hook. You know, my wife still has her grandmother around. Shout out to Big Mama. Listen, Big Mama's still keeping the ruckus, and I'm gonna keep the 100 because, like, both my sister grandparents have been gone. The latest one died in 2006, and so I have loved Big Mama like she my grandmama. Later, I'm telling
you, met my great grandma, didn't you?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I met my wife's great grandmother, and then talking to one of my family members of my daddy's side, I never knew that my great-grandmama was alive when I was born.
Yeah.
My great-grandmama on my daddy's side died when I was 3, and she died in 82. I was like 2 or 3. So even just understand that, you just, like, oh, wow. And you're probably trying to shift back. How does that understand go back to when you're talking about, you're trying to figure out what we're talking about? But
what I want to say is super quick. My great grandfather died in 1999, and I was very much raised around him. Like, I remember him. Like, I remember his voice, how he sounded, his morals and principles that he stood for. My great grandmother passed in 2005. I very much knew them. She liked Mountain Dew. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, she like Mountain Dew.
So you talking about? So what we're looking at is, what we're understanding is, you don't have to explain something that just goes into what you know.
Yeah.
And so that's it how flowed. It flowed. Like her great grand was a Papa George. Papa George was a business owner, right?
My grandpa, yeah.
Yeah. So Papa George was a business owner.
Yeah.
My grandparents were business owners.
Yeah.
So it's in our blood. Basically,
even my biological grandpa, he was a supreme farmer.
Yeah.
My biological father was construction.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is just like, when you trying not to explain something, there's a lot of things that are already hidden.
Yeah.
That are already running with you. That are already there. So when this good, you don't have to make a big fuss or explain it. It's already accepted. And that's why we were talking about designs, logo, businesses, ideas, business ventures, all this stuff. Like, we're looking at things like, hey, we just had, I'm going to tell you, I'm going on another tangent.
Uh-oh, tangent.
We've always tried to understand, why does the system that promotes us, and I say us, small to medium business owners, take so much effort to go against us?
Gotta love it.
It's like, we do not get the breaks And we say, these are the breaks.
Hey, break it up.
Bam. We don't get those breaks as large companies get.
No, we don't.
And
then the damn show just took some of them away.
They take so many of them away.
Yeah. Them Texas.
Man, it's like.
You were pissed.
I'm still pissed. Fuck them. Kiss my ragged ass ass. Kiss my.
So pissed. I was cracking up.
Kiss my anti-ass sugar. Shout out to the late Delarice. Here's my anti-ass sugar. Fuck y'all.
Oh, I'm tired of nights now.
Because they're not helping us, man. This is the thing.
They don't want to help us.
It's crazy. So, when I explained it to my wife like a couple of weeks ago, this DEI.
Oh, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
So, why are a bunch of businesses promoting DEI? When you get to the legislative branch, canceling us out.
They demoting it.
So, if a promotion and a demotion happen at the same time, tell me this.
I see. Right.
You stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
Let me go log off. So,
hey, you deposit 10 and then deduct 10.
So, I had this idea in my head, and I'm going to give y'all some math classes. This new era says it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to give you a math session. 4 + 0 = 4, right? 3 + 1 = 0.
No. What?
I'm sorry. 3 + 1 = 4. Just get me wrong.
No, that was wrong.
So she start over. 4 + 0 = 4, right?
Right.
3 + 1 = 4.
Right.
2 + 2 = 4.
That's right. It's different ways to still get to 4.
1 + 3 = 4. 0 + 4 = 4.
Yeah.
They're now teaching you it doesn't matter how you get to 4.
Right.
That's bullshit.
That's debits and credits.
No. It does matter how you fucking get to 4. You know why?
Why?
Because in those steps, they're fucking you on how you get to 4.
Stop.
That's the truth. They just basically said, so I'm going to give you this real world example. This is what we just learned on the taxes the other few weeks ago. If I go 0, if I put 0 into my business,
right,
and I said I needed to deduct $4 from my business, the Internal Revenue Service said, because you got $0 in, we can't deduct that 4.
Yeah.
All right. So how do we get the 4? You hear me? We didn't get the 4. We still a 0. All right. Let's go 1.
Mm-hmm.
If I put $1 into my business, and then I said I need to deduct $3 from my business, still trying to get the 4. They just told me, only because you put $1 into your business, you can only deduct $1 out.
Yeah.
So the deductions into your business, the business deductions, the flights, the business means the food, the putting it in your buying the revenue, the buying the camera, buying the print equipment,
the product,
buying all the product, buying the damn,
paying for malware, web root.
All this stuff. Just putting things into your business.
Yeah.
That you hear on all these podcasts. They say, you need to pour into your business.
Right.
We have now poured into our business.
And stuff is running. What? Not over. Out.
They just drained the swamp.
Yeah. Now you can't reap any benefits off of pouring into your business.
How would that make you feel?
That may piss me the fuck off.
What do you do?
Piss me the fuck off. That's all I got. Piss me the fuck off.
For years. So listen, they're not saying, and I'm trying to get y'all to understand, I'm not an SBA or CPA or certified.
I was like, what? You're a small business ass.
Yeah, that too. I'm a small business ass motherfucker, but I'm not a certified public accountant. What I'm telling y'all is that what they do. So me and Ms. Park are now in a partnership. S Corp.
LLC.
We all in following one of two, three, four brackets. What they said was, for your small business ass that don't generate a lot of revenue, be fucking you.
Yeah, if you don't generate X amount of revenue. Yeah, that's true.
And what they said was, so this is an example.
I've totally diverted from, if you have to keep explaining it, they don't get it.
I'm still explaining
it. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So, and like this, let's go to design. Right. So, me and Ms. Parker paid graphic design.
That shit don't count. How the fuck you gonna tell me that shit don't count?
So, we paid a graphic design.
For my business.
$200 per design.
That's expensive as fuck.
And we got 3 designs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's $600.
$600. So, look at it like this. Let's say the designs just didn't sell.
Oh, that's true.
So the account is lost.
It happens. Yeah.
The account is lost.
That doesn't negate the fact that you paid for the design. You bought the product for the design. You printed the design. You used your time, energy, and effort on the design to get that design to your website ready to sell.
Paid for the advertising.
Nobody gives a damn. Yeah. They don't care no more.
So that was $600 just for the design.
Right.
Just for getting those designs. You turned around and said, that cost me $12,000.
Right.
My business, that's a $12,000 loss.
Right.
You can't write that off.
No, because no one gives a damn if only you put in $10,000 January 1,
2023. And so that's what we're saying. When we're looking at those designs, and your designs were not even that complex or simple. They were just like, look at me, boo. Talk to me, girl.
What's the one about sis?
What up, sis?
Oh, yeah.
So just think about it. Those designs weren't even hard.
Nah.
They weren't even that deep.
You probably put them shits on Canva. Didn't even put no color behind.
Why you getting that props? They didn't deserve that.
My man.
But I'm just saying, like, at that point in time, that doesn't negate what you put into it.
No, it doesn't. But now you don't reap any benefit from having put in all of that into your business. From pouring into your business. You no longer reap that benefit.
Exactly. And so now you're looking at it just simple fact, you're like, so I've made these designs. I've tried to make them work. Mm-hmm. I've went through the coordination of getting the design, getting them put on these abstract designs and making them work. They did not hit.
Yeah. But now I can't work with any of that. But just to go back to the fact of, if you have to keep explaining it, they don't get it. I've seen so many logos where I'm questioning, is what this individual or entity holding, is it food? Is it, what is it? What does that translate into? For us, the issue we had was the glove was in there. So a lot of the times we got to ask the question of, do y'all teach boxing? No, fuck, we don't teach boxing. The hook is a metaphor. So we had to go extra steps, extra miles to be able to explain that and translate that. So hopefully that it, you know, spews over, rolls over. And I've seen some logos where I'm confused. I'm just so confused. It ain't even logos. It's designs. It's anything that I have to keep questioning, what is it? And you have to keep explaining what it is, then somebody don't get it. It's either I don't get it or you don't get it. Or maybe we don't get it. So maybe we have to look at other avenues to be able to make what it is you're trying to say translate into what I need to hear, or maybe it's different ways to communicate. But if you have to keep explaining it, i.e. for us, well, do y'all teach boxing? No. We figure it out. They don't get it. So we made changes. We removed glove. The hook is still there. The hook has always been there. It has now been defined. Because the hook needs to be understood as it is a metaphor.
Yes.
It is an unforeseen circumstance in life that is trying to hinder you from achieving the greatness you see. You achieve. You see, I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
And it's just like, a lot of people may think, oh, it's such an easy design.
Yeah.
It's such an easy concept. It's only easy because you created
it. Yeah.
a lot of people don't even realize. And so when you look at a lot of these big time designers,
yeah,
and they be like, "Ooh, that is such a great design." It's just really simple.
But the question is, does it translate? Does it translate? Which is why on our next round out, we are making sure.
The next two rounds, they're going
to
translate.
There is nothing to translate there. It is there. It is nine words. So you don't even have to ask me. Because whenever I say that phrase, the second, the sub phrase is going to follow immediately after. That's it.
You just said one phrase. We got two phrases, right?
There's a sub phrase.
Yep.
There is a phrase, and then there is a sub phrase. That sub phrase is going to define it all.
Yeah. And like Ms. Parker was talking about, the one we get ready to push out coming up real soon is that I was going to kill them with this one, but they still alive.
Damn, they still alive.
Well, you know why we came with that coin phrase? It was for the shit we had to explain.
Yep. We had to explain it because they didn't get it.
That's right.
I'm tired of goddamn explaining it, which lets us know on our end there was some shit lost in translation.
That doesn't mean it wasn't a good design.
No, wonderful designs. We just gotta explain it.
And what we learned is, if you gotta explain this shit,
they don't get it.
It ain't gonna sell right.
There's the potential for it to not sell how you anticipated it selling.
That's why we're
so much ambiguity.
What we learned is a lot of people that sell certain things, they only sell a graphic. They just sell something and they just tell you in the advertising what it means.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't going to give them their props because motherfuckers ain't paying us. Mm-hmm. Ms. Parker, I appreciate you getting in on this with love with us. And I'm going to get you to tell the people, you know, besides Legacy Grade to Me coming soon.
It's coming. I'm excited.
Also, before that, what we're going to tell y'all is right now, if I won't kill him, if I was going to kill him with this one, but they still alive. Hey, that's going to drop in the next couple of weeks.
Idiot.
So just hang in there with us. Hang in there with Watch for the Hook, www.watchforthehook.com. If you're looking to monetize anything you got going, not a podcast, just not, if you're looking to get into the retail business or the e-commerce business, I'm about to hit www.watchforthehook.com. That free podcast monetization call. Talk to me and Ms. Park.
That's right. That's it. That's all I got right there. I think we didn't talk to now.
All right. We'll catch y'all next time.